This is Pastor Jeff with Church Online. We are an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com. But we spell that uniquely C-H-R-C-H, churchonline.com, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to talk about divine appointments. You know what I'm talking about? You have those moments when clearly God has orchestrated you to be in a certain place, to meet with a certain individual, and it's clearly God at work behind the scenes. And I want to take us to this place, probably the most famous in the New Testament, divine appointments. It's Christ being preached to an Ethiopian official. And I just want us to look at this encounter for a moment, then talk about how can we, I don't know, tune our hearts in a little bit more to be sensitive to those divine appointments in our lives. So this is from Acts chapter 8, and we'll look at verse 26 through 31. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise, go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is the desert." So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Then he asked Philip to come and sit with him. Now, can you imagine this scene, this divine appointment? Obviously, Philip was a guy who was clearly led by the Spirit. The Spirit led him to just the right place, this Gaza Road. And you can imagine maybe off in the distance, he sees this group coming at him. Because we know a royal official is not going to come alone. There would be guards and servants and all the people that would accompany him. And he'd probably have some kind of an ornate chariot, and there's all of these people. And then the Holy Spirit prompts him, go near that chariot. And you can imagine Philip, because it would be like us today. I don't know, we're in some place and we run across an individual who's in a limousine, and maybe there's security all around him. And then suddenly the Holy Spirit prompts us to go near. And of course, we wouldn't feel worthy, and I'm imagining Philip would feel the same way in the same situation. But this is no ordinary encounter. Again, this is a divine encounter. The individual sitting inside of that chariot was an Ethiopian official. Now, it's interesting because it said he went to Jerusalem to worship. Now, you get the idea from the story, probably not Jewish, and probably would not have been allowed to go into the temple itself, which is where the worship would happen in Jerusalem. As far as he would be able to go is he could go up into that beautiful temple complex. Just before you got to the temple itself was this wall, and there were signs warning people not to go past this. Gentiles can't go past this. So whatever is stirring in this man's heart, he goes to the place where Yahweh God, the God of the Hebrew people, the one God, the creator of heaven and earth, something is prompting him. Again, the Holy Spirit leading him. He gets there to that place. He can't really worship fully, but along the way, he somehow picks up a scroll. And we don't exactly know how or what purpose he got that scroll, but there he is reading. And by the way, the scroll would have been printed in Hebrew. So he's reading the Hebrew language. I don't know how he got this knowledge, this information, but there he is reading from the scroll of Isaiah, and Philip being attentive to that spirit, to that divine appointment, goes near that chariot, pauses, hears what's going on. Somebody reading from the scroll of Isaiah. And of course, you read the rest of the encounter, you get the idea that he's reading about the Messiah. And you can imagine Philip being a disciple of Jesus, just excited. Oh, this is my moment. I know these words. Jesus talked about these very things. And he asked, do you understand what you're reading? Well, how can I possibly understand? Come up here in the chariot. Maybe you can explain it. And here is this amazing divine encounter a moment that was just set up perfectly for this moment. Now, if you read the rest of the story, the Ethiopian hears the gospel, surrenders his life to Jesus Christ, and says, look, over there's some water. What's stopping us right now from being baptized right there? And he becomes a follower of Jesus. Now, by the way, there is an interesting tradition in Ethiopia of Christians, and it all stems back to this moment. In fact, this divine encounter may have actually changed hundreds, if not thousands of lives and tens of thousands of lives over the years as Christianity entered Ethiopia. This is the perfect example of a divine appointment. But that phrase, I don't know if you've thought about that before. I don't know if you've had an encounter recently and you thought to yourself, well, that was a divine appointment. But that's actually a biblical concept, because when you're talking about time, and this is from the Old Testament, there are several ways that the word is used, and it's translated in different ways. For example, in Genesis 1, verse 14, God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heaven to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days of the year." That little word that is translated in English as seasons is a word in the Hebrew language, moed, and it's also used for appointments, an appointed time. So you would say God put the lights in the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, for appointments, for divine appointments. So you read it like that. Let them be for signs and for appointments, for days and for years. Can you imagine that? So what about us? Now, we're going to pray here in a few minutes, but is there an appointment on our schedule today? Maybe we don't even know. Of course, we need to begin our days by remembering to pray and ask God to lead us to the moed, divine appointments. Maybe it is a season. Maybe it is this encounter like Philip had with this Ethiopian. It's just a moment in time. But God's got it on his calendar. He's had it on his calendar. He's had it since the beginning of all time. We need to be a little bit more sensitive. I have a sense when you read this encounter with Philip, it's not Philip's first time having an encounter like this. He seems very open, very eager, very available to the Spirit. And I have a feeling that that may be one of the keys. I feel as if when we open ourselves up to the leading of the Holy Spirit, these things will happen more and more and more. Now, what if we began to pray and began to think and began to be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit in our lives? Has God led you? Has God prompted you? Is the Holy Spirit moving on you to go speak to someone, to go to a certain place? Maybe even crossing a boundary line like Philip did into a situation where somebody we wouldn't normally speak to. Maybe their position holds us back a little bit. But that's exactly when we need to act. And again, I feel like the more we do it, the more the Holy Spirit is going to prompt us to do it.